As most of you already know by now, I decided to turn this podcast into a game show. Here's how it works. The first round starts with three contestants. They all have a $30,000 bankroll worth of Benny Bucks, and they will be placing wagers on past sporting events. The top two bankrolls will advance to the second round, where they will go in a head-to-head battle. And whoever comes out on top will then advance to the final round, where they will have the opportunity to turn their Benny Bucks into real money.
And now, your host, comedian, Benny Legg.
That's me. Welcome to Benny and the Bets. My three contestants today are Fano, Donovan, and returning champion, Jason. Welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going, Benny?
What's going on?
I'm like the Ken Jennings of this show.
So far. The category for the first three segments is going to be the 2012-2013 NFL season. Fano, you're up first. It's a minimum 500, 5,000 max.
I'll go also with the 500.
500. All right. We got the Dolphins at Cardinals, minus four, over under 39.
3, 2, 1.
Cardinals and under.
Final score. Cardinals 24, Dolphins 21. So that's 0-2.
That's the mush bonus.
Mush bonus. That mush bonus will subtract $1,200 total from your bankroll. $500 for each wager that you lost and 20% tax for going 0-2. Jim, it's your turn. What would you like to wager?
Give me $1,000.
Washington Redskins at Tampa Bay Bucks, minus two, over under 44.5.
3, 2, 1.
Redskins and the over.
Final score, Washington 24, Bucks 22. Good enough for Washington in the over. Add 2,000 to your bankroll.
Thank you.
Champ, you're up.
2,500.
Tennessee Titans at Texans. Texans minus 13, over under 44.5.
3, 2, 1.
Like Texans in the under.
Final score, Texans 38. Titans 14. Good enough for Texans and the over. You split. So after the first segment, Jason sits at 30,000. Donovan sits at 32,000, and Fano sits at 28,800. Jason, you're up. What's your wager?
Give me another 2,500.
Seattle Seahawks at Carolina Panthers, minus two, over under 42.5.
3, 2, 1.
Give me Seattle in the under. Seattle in the under.
Final score, Seahawks 16, Panthers 12. Good enough for Seattle in the under. Add 5,000 to your bankroll. Fano, you're up.
Let's go for 1,000.
Cleveland Browns at New York Giants, minus 8, over under 43.5.
3, 2, 1.
Take the Browns in the under.
No way.
Final score, Giants 41.
Jesus.
Browns.
Zero.
27. That's a mush bonus. All right, Donovan, what would you like to wager?
Parlay card, please.
Parlay card gives you an additional wager. You can win 3-2 on your money. Here we go.
I'd like to wager 2,000.
Packers at Colts. Colts plus 6.5, over under 49.5.
3, 2, 1.
Packers and the over.
Final score, Packers 27. Colts 30, good enough for Colts and the over. You split on that one, so you lose 2,000 from your wager for the parlay. All right, Fano, it's up to you. What would you like to wager?
I'm going
to
wager 5,000.
New England Patriots at Rams. Rams plus 7, over under 46.
3, 2, 1.
I'll take the Rams in the over for guaranteed money.
Final score, Patriots 45, Rams 7. Good enough for Patriots and the over, you split. Donovan, what would you like to wager?
2,000.
Seattle Seahawks at Detroit Lions. Lions minus 2.5, over under 42.5.
3, 2, 1.
Lions on the under.
Final score, Lions 28.
Yes.
Seahawks 24. Good enough for Lions in the over. You split.
Damn it.
Jason, it's up to you. What do you want to wager?
4,500.
New Orleans Saints at Denver Broncos. Broncos minus 6, over under 55.
3, 2, 1.
Broncos and the under.
Final score, Broncos 34. Saints 14, good enough for Broncos and the under. Add 9,000 to your bankroll. All right, fellas, we're going to switch the category up, and the wagering goes to no limit wagering. Before we do that, let's go over the bankrolls real quick. And don't forget, you have an overdraft card which allows you to bid $10,000 more than you have left in your bankroll. We have Fano sitting at $26,200. Right behind him, we have Donovan at $30,000. And in the lead, we have Jason with $44,000. Guys, the category for the final round is 2016 WNBA.
What the shit? Come on.
Fano, no limit wagering. Top two people advance. What is your wager going to be?
I'm going to wager $15,000.
Atlanta Dream at Chicago Sky. Sky minus 5, over under 167.
3, 2, 1.
Sky in the under.
Final score, Sky 90. Dream 82, good enough for Sky and the over. You split on that one and are now sitting on a bankroll of 26,000. All right, Donovan, what is your wager?
2,000.
Minnesota Lynx at Connecticut Sun. Sun plus 8, over under 160.
3, 2, 1.
Sun and the under.
Final score, Sun 84, Lynx 80. You will split and head into the second round with $30,000. All right, Jason, what is your wager?
5,000.
L.A. Sparks at Seattle Storm. Storm plus 9, over under 160.5.
3, 2, 1.
Give me the Storm at home and the over.
Final score, Storm 79, Sparks 72. Good enough for the Storm and under. You split, and you will head into the second round with $44,000 worth of Benny Bucks.
Bye, Fano.
Fano, you've been eliminated. We'll be right back with the Book It or Bet It round.
I am a recovering degenerate gambler. I used to have a real big gambling problem, but I just celebrated 16 months without gambling.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. I miss it. I miss it so much. It was so much fun. My favorite thing to do was overdraft my bank account $500 and then bet it on a baseball game. And there's one day I bet the game, I'm laying in bed with my girlfriend, and there's 2 outs, bottom of the ninth inning. I need one run to win my bet. So the batter hits a fly ball, and I start screaming, get out, get out! Because if it's a home run, I win my bet. But my girlfriend, who knew nothing about baseball at the time, gets up and starts to leave. And the ball is caught on the warning track. I lost my bet. So I chase after my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, where are you going? She goes, you told me to get out. And I'm like, I would never tell you to get out. I love you. And she goes, I love you too. That's the first time we ever said that to each other. That's a special feeling the first time you say I love you to somebody. So we went back into bed. We laid down. We cuddled. And and she fell asleep. That's when I stole $500 from her purse. How else was I supposed to get my bank account?
And we're back for the second round action, where each opponent goes head-to-head. We've added $20,000 worth of Benny Bucks to the contestant's bankroll. Jason's sitting here in the lead with $64,000. Donovan, $50,000. The category for these questions are going to be 2016-2017 Men's NCAA March Madness. Jason, you will now pick spread or over-under.
Let's start with the spread.
Donovan, how much would you like to wager?
$25,000.
Notre Dame versus West Virginia. West Virginia minus -3.
3, 2, 1.
Notre Dame.
Jason, would you like to book it or bet it?
I want to book it.
Final score. Notre Dame 71. West Virginia 83. $25,000 subtracted from Donovan's bankroll goes to Fester's bankroll. Fester now sits at $89,000 while Donovan sits at $25,000. All right, Jason, spread or over under?
Spread.
Donovan, how much would you like to wager?
All of it.
All in. Wisconsin versus Villanova. Villanova minus 5.5.
3, 2, 1.
Villanova.
Jason? Would you like to book it or bet it?
I think Villanova is the answer there, so I'm going to bet it.
So now Donovan has Wisconsin for $25,000. Final score, Wisconsin 65, Villanova 62. Good enough to add $25,000 back to Donovan's bankroll, and we got a game again. Jason, spread or over under?
Over under.
Donovan, what would you like to wager?
$15,000.
Iowa State versus Purdue. Over under 154.5.
3, 2, 1.
Under.
Jason, book it or bet it?
I think he's correct again. I'm going to bet it.
Final score, Purdue 80. Iowa State 76. Good enough for the over. Donovan wins again, and he has control of the board. Donovan, you're ahead. You got $65,000. Spread or over under?
Spread.
Jason, how much would you like to wager?
$20,000.
Virginia versus Florida. Florida minus 1.5.
3, 2, 1.
Virginia.
Donovan, would you like to book it or bet it?
Bet it.
So now Donovan has stolen Virginia from Jason. Final score, Virginia 39. Florida 65. All right, Jason, you got the lead again. You're in control of the board. Spread or over under?
Spread.
Donovan, how much would you like to wager?
$15,000.
TCU versus Iowa. Iowa minus -3.
3, 2, 1.
I mean Iowa.
Jason, would you like to book it or bet it?
I want to bet that.
All right, so Jason has now stolen Iowa from Donovan. Final score. TCU 94, Iowa 92. Good enough to give TCU the win and $15,000 more to Donovan's bankroll. And he now has the lead with two more rounds to go. Donovan, spread or over under?
Spread.
Jason, how much would you like to wager?
$25,000.
Rhode Island versus Oregon. Oregon minus 4.5.
3, 2, 1.
Oregon.
Donovan, book it or bet it?
Book it.
Final score, Oregon 75, Rhode Island 72.
Yes.
Okay, let's tally the scores before we head into this final wager. We got Donovan at 80,000. Jason sits at 23,000, which means that Jason does not have enough to catch up to Donovan. Donovan, you have advanced to the final round for the opportunity to turn your Benny Bucks into real money.
Listen, I saw Fester posting all over Facebook how he's going to take me down to Chinatown at Jimbo Slice, Slices and Dices.
Thanks for playing, Jason. We'll be right back for our final round.
Weed's great, man, but you got to be careful. That stuff messes with your memory. This morning, I put two bagels in the toaster, and I stared at the microwave. And then when I heard the toaster pop, I opened up the microwave. And I found two Hot Pockets I put in last week.
Guys, we're back for the final round, and here's how it works. Jim is going to have to pick correctly five straight games. He has 2 minutes. Every time he gets one wrong, the clock restarts. Now, Jim, you start with three bonus cards, which you could use only once at any time. You have a teaser card, which adds 6 points. You have a super teaser card, which adds 13 points to the spread. And you have an off-the-board card, which allows you to skip a game. Your category is 2014-2015 NBA playoffs. We're going to start the clock now. Milwaukee Bucks at Chicago Bulls. Bulls minus 8.
Bucks.
Loser. Pelicans at Warriors. Warriors minus 13.
Warriors.
Celtics at Cavs. Cavs minus 11.
Cavs.
Wizards at Raptors. Raptors minus 5.
Raptors.
Mavs at Rockets. Rockets minus 6.5.
Rockets.
Winner. We're on the board. Nets at Hawks. Hawks minus 9.
Nets.
Blazers at Grizzlies. Grizzlies minus 6.
Give me the super teaser.
All right. For which side?
Blazers.
You got two to go to win the money. Spurs at Clippers. Clippers minus 2.
Clippers.
We start over. Wizards at Hawks. Hawks minus 5.5.
Hawks.
Grizzlies at Warriors. Warriors minus 10.5.
Warriors.
Bulls at Cavs. Cavs minus 4.5. We got 15 seconds.
Cavs.
Clippers at Rockets. Rockets minus 7.5.
Clippers.
Winner. Rockets at Warriors. Warriors minus 10.5.
Rockets.
Cavs at Hawks. Hawks minus 2.
Cavs.
Your 2 minutes expired.
Times are tough. I could have used those Benny Bucks.
Those 8 cents would have went a long way for you.
You're right.
Well, thank you for playing, and you are a reigning champion, so you're more than welcome to come on again anytime you'd like.
Thank you. I will do.
Portions of this show not affecting the outcome were edited out. If you want to play along, get a hold of me. You can find me on Facebook, just search Benny Leg. Instagram, just search Benny Leg. Go to Twitter, follow me at Benny Leg Wins. Follow the podcast at Benny Leg Laughs. Get a hold of me on there if you want to play. Anybody could play. Anybody could win. We've reached the point in the show where I update my counter. We're currently at 40 episodes without gambling. And I'm going to update that counter right now to 41 episodes without gambling. Special thanks to freesound.org. That's where I get all the sound effects for the show. Thanks to covers.com. That's where I get all the games and spreads. And thanks to Anchor for funding this podcast. Remember, every 10,000 Benny bucks equals one penny. But if enough people start listening, the value of Benny bucks are going to start going up. So please, spread the word. I think it's time to finish it. Just finish it.